All literature, and certainly the Bible and biblical narratives, written to a particular audience within a particular historical and cultural context. We're not written in a hermetically sealed bubble. They're not written from an acultural perspective. They're written in culture, in history, with all manner of things going on around them. An inductive method really is a way to search and identify and understand these cultural dimensions, these historical dimensions, because they will relate to the intended meaning of the text. The way we use language is not just a non-historical statement of meaning in some objective sense. The language that we choose operates out of a particular historical context. The jargon that we use, the metaphors that we use, the ideas that we convey, these are things that we are getting from the culture around us, and we are reshaping those things and putting them out as our own. But everybody operates from a cultural perspective. And so good Bible study involves understanding what that historical, cultural, linguistic background and context is.